Then
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome again. I should start off by saying Happy New Year, the second day of the new year, and we pray that that you had a wonderful new year and that the that your year will be just as wonderful as the first day of new year. I'm Brother John, along with Dr. Suzanne, and we're here with New Beginnings with our Wednesday Bible study, every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8:30, and we just come together just to invite friends, family, and anyone that just wants to share a word from the Lord and, you know, to have a better relationship and learn more from the Lord. And even those that have been studying the Word of God and can just, you know, just call in and just share what the Lord is speaking to you in your heart. And we truly believe that there's a blessing, you know, when all the brothers and sisters come together in unity and in spirit. Before we start off, I'd like to have prayer, and we will begin our topic, which is the topic of giving. Giving, that sometimes can be a touchy subject, but we're going to talk about that and, you know, what the Lord says for that. And if we could just start to have a prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another year, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be able to see another year. You have just given us the opportunity to be able to go into this year to be able to bless others, Heavenly Father, as we walk into the spirit of giving, as we walk in the spirit of love. As we just continue to minister, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this Bible study. We pray that you would bless the hearers, Heavenly Father, as well as those that are going to participate this evening. Lord, Father, we honor you, Heavenly Father, and we just give you glory. We magnify your name, and we just lift you up. And we just expect great things to come out of this study this evening, Heavenly Father. We just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Sister Suzanne, we are talking about topic is Proverbs. We're going to start off with Proverbs 3:9. Now, anyone that is listening, you do have an opportunity. You can call on, or I'm sorry, go on the internet and type in Blog Talk Radio. And once you go into Blog Talk Radio, then when you type in Begin Again, and that would connect you with us. And we do invite you, we do welcome you, and we just want to just be able to have a good time in the Lord. For those that would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. Now, once you call in, you can listen, but if you want to participate or you have something that you want to share that the Lord has placed on your heart, if you just hit one and your number would come up, and we would just basically open, you know, the lines up to you to share what God has said to you. So as we start off with Proverbs 3:9, the Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen.
Well, you know, I like doing the Living Bible version.
Amen.
So I would like to share that from the Living Bible, Proverbs 4, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns with wheat and barley and overflow your wine vats with the finest wine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So what exactly does that mean? We need to really delve into giving, because this should be a year of giving. People are always praying to receive, but we need to learn how to give. There's two sides of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's giving and there's receiving.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray that we're able to give,
mm-hmm.
to give, mm-hmm. and that there's a blessing, and understand that there's a blessing in giving, but not giving for our own blessing, but giving because we can be a blessing. Does that
Amen.
Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Amen.
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 There's, you know, just to, you know, piggyback off that, there's three things that I would like to, you know, to touch on. When we're talking about giving, oftentimes many become confused in terms of giving. And I'd like to bring out three things in what, you know, the Bible, you know, kind of within my study that I brought up in. And, you know, and also know that, you know, anytime anything is said, it is always backed up with a scripture. It's not just what, you know, what any, you know, man says, it's what God says. And the first, there are three things I'd like to touch on when it comes to giving. And it's our time, talents, and third, our treasures. Our time, our talents, and our treasures. And someone may ask, okay, you know, what is our time? And in Ephesians 5:16, it talks about our time. Our calendar belongs to God. Our calendar belongs to God, meaning that our time that we have, oftentimes we say that we don't have enough time to do this or we don't have enough time to that. In Ephesians 5:16, it says our calendar belongs to God, meaning that time belongs to God, not us.
Amen.
We say that we don't have the time, but in God's eyes, if he is, you know, the author, if he is, you know, the one who is in control of our time, so how can we say that we don't have enough time if God controls time?
You know what? When you said that, it made me think of Jonah in the whale, the belly of the whale, how he didn't want to take the time. God certainly made time for him, huh?
Amen.
Where
Amen.
He saw in the end that he did have time.
Amen. Amen. The second thing I would like to touch on, and we talked about time, our time does not belong to us, it belongs to God. And that's Ephesians 5:16. Then there's talent. Talent. In Romans 12:1, if you look at that, it talks about our talent. Our bodies. What is talent? Our bodies. That has to do with the energy that we have or our abilities to what we do.
You said Romans 12?
Romans 12:1.
Okay.
Right. Our bodies, our energy, and abilities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those are the talents, and we're going to touch on that even more in terms of the talents that God has given us.
And right, that's from God, too.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at our treasure.
Mm-hmm.
What do we treasure? Most of all, we say that we treasure first our money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And our money belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
Our money belongs to God. See that you abound in giving money also. And you can find that in 2 Corinthians 8:17. Our money belongs to God. And someone might say, well, how does our money belong to God? But when we think about it, if you don't have the ability to be able to get up and go get the money, then how is it going to come in?
Amen.
How are you going to receive it?
Amen.
So, you know, touching on that in terms of that's our treasure. You know, and our treasure can come in many forms, but the first thing that it says, it talks about our money. And, mm-hmm. and there are some things I would like to emphasize, and please, if there's anyone or that would like to make a comment as we're going through this, you know, that's what we love to do. We love to hear from you. Love to hear what God has to say that we can share it among those who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to remind you that for those that are on the phone does not mean that we are the only ones that are listening. You know, there are many listening from different parts of the city. And, you know, we're just feeding, you know, we're just feeding on the Word of God, and we're just having a good time on the, you know, on the Word of God. It's not about I, it's about we.
Yeah, several folks are very shy because our show has been getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listeners. So if you want to just participate, don't be shy or intimidated by us saying that there's so many listeners. If you just want to say hello, if you have a prayer request, if you want to add to what we're saying, because we're here to study the Word, not to come off as the final authority on anything, but we're studying and learning. And it's nice to learn together in community so that we can share what we know and all grow together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to, if no one has anything else to share, I just want to, within my studies, I just want to share, you know, what, you know, how the Lord has spoke to me. And there's some things that we talk about in terms of where did our tithe begin? That's a question. Where do our tithe begin? Mm-hmm. And it states in here, it's whatever we prize, whatever our prize is. It's where our tithe begins. And in Proverbs 3:9, it says, honor the Lord with the first fruits. What does the first fruit mean? You know, someone might ask. Your first fruit is what you prize. Your best ability. Talent. What is talent? Your ability, again, your unique ability, your skill, the function, or even your performance. And how does the Bible describe your talent? The Bible describes your talent as a spiritual gift. It is a spiritual gift. Each of us have different spiritual abilities that were given to us by grace of God. And you can find that in Romans 12:16.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say that again. Each of us have a different spiritual ability that was given to us by the grace of God. So the spiritual gift that one person may have, another may have something totally different. So we don't become envious because someone else has a special gift that we don't have, because God has given each and every one of us a gift to be able to use for his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's what the enemy gets us to do. He gets us caught up in terms of what someone else can do. They may be able to sing well. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't sing, and I become envious because they can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And God does not want that. He wants us to be able to focus on our spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that God has given us that we can do for him or for the kingdom? It says, what should be our attitude toward our talent? Our attitude should be gratitude, to be thankful. We're not supposed to think selfishly about our spiritual gifts, but be realistic, because God gave them to you in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Romans, again, we write this, Romans 12:3, you know, the outlines of God. The Bible speaks of that. What are you supposed to do with your gift or your talent?
Mm-hmm.
Use it.
Amen.
What are you supposed to do with it? Use it. Many have special gifts and don't even use it.
Mm-hmm.
I know many who can, I mean, when it comes to singing, I mean, almost like angels.
Mm-hmm.
But do they use it for the Lord? Oh, no.
Some people think that, in fact, I'm thinking of one person in particular. It's interesting that you bring up singing, since that is your gift for sure. That has a beautiful, this woman has an absolutely beautiful voice and refuses to share it, or has not stepped up to share it, because the enemy is telling her that there's no place for her, that there's so many people and so many women in the choir and at the church that that sing and have nice voices, and she feels possibly nicer voices than she does, and that there's no room for her. Well, I disagreed with her, and I told her that I disagreed with her, because when the enemy will try to keep you from using your gift and tell you that it's common or it's not important, or, you know, that's not, no one needs that, no one's looking at you, no one cares about that, so I'm supposed to do it better than you. And your talents are very important, because it's in the body of Christ that when all of the talents are used, that we all become whole.
Mm-hmm.
We become whole as a unit, as the living body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that is so true. You know, another thing that, you know, in the study when I was looking up, and another question that came up was, what are you supposed to do with your gift or your talent? And we talked about that. That's to use it. Each of us has a spiritual gift for God, and we're supposed to use it for the ministry. And 1 Peter 4:10 talks of that.
Mm-hmm.
And someone might ask, is God more interested in our money or our service? That becomes another big question. Is God more interested in our money or our service?
I believe it's both. I believe it's both. We're supposed to give our first fruits in every instance. So our time, our talent, whatever our talent is, there's a place for you in the body. And your treasures, whether it's your money, or some people will leave their inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
to the churches. The church may be able to use it to buy bonds or so forth as a church body, you know, to make investments. So your treasures are needed also for the body of Christ. And we have to remember that, and I don't know if this is the place I should add this, but when we were talking, I saw that the topic this evening was giving. You know, I speak of my grandmother often, and Nana always would give her first fruit of any income, anything that came in the house, into the house. So all of her money, all Papa's money, 10% went to the church. 10% of her her Social Security check went to the church. 10% of her, you know, as she got older, 10% of every single income tax check went to the church. When my grandfather and father were in business together, that came off the top. The 10% came off the top, not after taxes, but came off the top. That because the tithing was so important. And Nana always said that if churches tithe, if the body of Christ tithes, then there's no need to go out and have fundraisers and solicit the people outside your church for things. I remember when my sister and brother and I, we were attending a certain Bible school, summer Bible school, and vacation Bible school, and they had all the kids selling candy. And my grandmother bought all the candy, and she said we weren't going to go door-to-door selling something for the church. You know, we're not standing out on the street. And I know some people may be opposed to that, but that's the way she felt, that if the body of Christ is doing what we're supposed to do and taking care of one another and taking care of the church by tithing and giving and donating your talents, using your talents and your time, then you don't have to reach outside the church for those things. You don't have to sell barbecue and chicken dinners, you know, outside in front of the church. And there was a church, I remember they used to do that, but you don't have to do that if you're tithing. If you're tithing in the church, if all the members are tithing, the pastor doesn't have to ask for another, you know, another offering, or, you know, some churches will continuously ask for offerings. And, of course, now people are saying because of the economy right now that, you know, that everyone is hurting. But the body of Christ, we're beyond the natural, we're supernatural. That's and right. So we shouldn't be concerned with what the world says, what the world economy says, because we're not on the world's time or the world economy's time. We're on the economy of Jesus Christ. And in that economy, our Lord owns, what does it say, the cattle on a thousand hills?
Amen.
Okay, so if our Lord owns the cattle on a thousand hills, who are we to go out and worry? Who are we to go and beg and borrow? We don't have to do that, because all we have to do is seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, and He'll take care of us. So in doing so, He expects us also to give, to bless those, to be a blessing to those that are around us, to be a blessing to those who come to us. And I believe that in this year, 2013, that we're going to do things differently. We talk about the supernatural and the unusual and doing things that are not normal. The church has never been normal by the world standard. So this will be another year of abnormality for us. But I believe the world's going to come to us and ask us for the key.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. You know, and everything that you spoke about, and when I think about it, and I think it's great to give and to tithe and all that, but I think God is looking at our heart more than anything else. I think God wants to, we have to have a heart for giving, and I think God honors that, or we show that we honor God by what's in our heart, by giving. And I guess, you know, the flip side of that would be, I guess if you didn't have a heart for God, you wouldn't give.
Because some people would do it out of intimidation, like paying your taxes.
Yeah.
Like I believe that all of us are to give, and that we should pray for for a heart, that type of heart, to be the cheerful giver, to be excited about giving, that when we see a need, that we feel it.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. In 2 Corinthians 8:3, it says, first, before they gave them money, they gave themselves.
Amen.
Before they gave their money, they gave themselves. So God is looking at our heart and giving.
Amen.
Because some give all they have. They give their last. And some give and have plenty left over.
Amen.
So I think God is looking at our heart in terms of what we give for that. And when we honor the Lord with our substance, God promises not only to supply our needs, but to bless us with plenty.
Amen.
To bless us with plenty.
What's that verse again?
Which is that, before 2 Corinthians 8:3?
Okay. You said bless us with plenty. I don't want you to lose your spine.
Right. Yeah, God, you know, gave money. Before they gave money, they gave themselves, and that was in 2 Corinthians 8:3.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's another question. It's, what are you doing when you give to God? What are you doing when you give to God? Anytime that you give to God, we're not giving to man, we're giving to God. But when we give to God, we're honoring him. We honor him when we do that. We honor the Lord with thy substance. And if you look at Proverbs 3:9, you know, which is what we're in now, that's what it talks about. We're honoring him when we give. When we honor the Lord with our substance, God promises not only to give us plenty, but to bless us with plenty.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest possible abundance. The greatest possible abundance is when we honor God.
Amen.
You know, when we honor God. Are you ready for God to bless you with the greatest possible abundance?
Amen.
And that comes with honoring him first. You know, and God does bless us in so many ways, and just to show us that he loves us. You know, I don't think that we have a right, you know, or cannot expect to reap God's blessings if we're not faithful in God, to God in giving.
Amen.
So, you know, when I think about that, you know, this is one of the hardest things in that people have, or people have a hard time accepting. But it's true. We cannot expect God to deliver us from our financial bondage or prosper and bless us when we choose none of his ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Say that again.
So we cannot expect God to deliver us out of financial bondage and prosper and bless us when we choose none of his ways.
Amen.
When we choose not to honor God, then we can't expect, you know, for us to get us out of, or, you know, to get out of financial bondage.
I think we have a comment from one of our listeners, area code 216. Do you have something to say?
No, I don't have a comment. I'm just listening. Just wanted to say hello.
Praise the Lord.
What are your ideas on this topic this evening?
I think it's, you know, it's good to think about how we spend our money and the importance of giving our first fruits to our church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
This is the time of year when a lot of people bring on, a lot of people make their New Year's resolutions. And in making their New Year's resolutions, they, you know, decide what their giving is going to be for the year. Some churches do pledges for the year, and some churches will do, just take your, you know, take your tithe, understanding of what your tithe is going to be. Personally, my husband and I have done both, as far as making investments with the church and making our pledge for certain things and to make, to do our tithe. Sometimes we're kind of slack on our tithes, but we do believe in tithing and giving. I'd like to say that when we pledge that giving your word, we have to remember that nowadays we don't hear it so much, but your word is your bond. Just like when the Lord spoke the word, or Father God spoke the word and life came to be. He spoke things into existence. So when we pledge and we speak that this is what we vow to give, we must remember how important that is and how crucial it is for us to keep our pledge and keep our promise to fulfill the pledge as an obligation to the church. But I think it's a good thing, even if you personally take that on as your personal promise to the Father to pledge so much for the year. Now is a good time to do that.
Yeah. Is anyone else that would that would like to comment on giving? Anyone else would like to share? Bless us with what God is saying to you. For those of you that's listening, just keep in mind 347-237-4054. You can call in, and when you want to participate, just hit 1, and we automatically connect you in. So, let us know.
We have another 216 listener that would like to make a comment. You're on.
I just needed some clarification on the first fruit. Does it have to be monetary giving, or can you give of your time or, say, for instance, donating to a shelter or something? Does it have to be monetarily to be your first fruit?
Let me read the both versions from the word. It says, for Proverbs 4, verse 9 to 10, it says, honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns with wheat and barley and overflow with wine vats and the finest wines. And then from the King James Version, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So the implication is that it is monetary, or at least tangible, or something tangible that you're given or that you increase. So if I were a farmer and raising corn, the first part of my corn, the first fruits from that would be given. Or like the farmers did in the biblical times, so we read in the Bible, the corn that was around, the crops were around the edge were for the gleaners, so for people just to have. So that was a certain percentage that they took. Now, when we talk about giving, though, the first fruits here would be the tithe, and you honor the Lord by tithing. And some people will say to give the entire, give your entire first fruit to the Lord, and that plants a seed for, and you hear that a lot at the beginning of the year also, but that plants a seed. Our topic tonight is giving. So given the topic that we're on, yes, talents and time would go into that, talent, time, and treasure. So when we're talking about tithing, we're talking about 10%. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Does anyone else? Anyone else would like to comment, make a comment in terms of giving or a question? Okay, praise the Lord.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your answer.
We are moving on to 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. I'm going to give you an opportunity, to get there.
Second Corinthians 9, 6 through 8 in the Living Bible says, but remember this, if you give little, you get little. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will get only a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much. Everyone must make up his own mind as to how much he should give.
Mm-hmm.
Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants to. For cheerful givers are the ones God prizes. God is able to make it up to you by giving you everything you need and more. so that there will not only be enough for your own needs, but plenty left over to give joyfully to others. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And also going in terms of, you know, with the sowing part, you know, that, you know, it talks about, you know, Sister Suzanne was talking about in terms of our costs and what we, how we sow. If we are to take a few seeds, you know, to sow, if we're to take a few seeds and sow, then whatever the few seeds that we sow, that's what we are going to reap. But if we take multiple seeds and begin to sow that, then we can expect to receive multiple rewards from what we have planted. And we talk about, when we look at this, you know, Paul, you know, during that time, Paul encouraged the Corinthians to complete, you know, the collection of the offering that they had taken during the early part of the year for the saints in Jerusalem. And Paul had kind of bragged to the Macedonians about the generosity and the readiness to give to meet the needs. And he wanted them to prepare to fulfill their promises and to give their collection when he came. Paul also reassured the believers in the Corinthian church that they would not lose or they would always have sufficient want with their giving. But God would generously reward them, multiplying what they gave. Not only their needs be met, but there would be an abundance. There would be an abundance. So, you know, looking at that in terms of, you know, you hear in terms of we reap what we sow, in terms of that, if we sow a little, then we are going to reap a little. If we sow a lot, then we can expect abundance. And God talks about in terms of opening up, you know, the windows of heaven. And if the God is who we serve, the God who we say he is, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the God who is, you know, the King of all kings, if he is the head of all of this, then we should have that hope and knowing that what we do for God we're going to reap in abundance. And God, you know, God has given us that promise that we are going to reap in abundance, you know, with that. And again, we talked about from the very beginning, God is looking at our heart. He's looking at our heart for giving, you know, more than anything else when we do what we do.
I want to go back to the seed. We did a study on the seed principle a few weeks ago, and I'd have to go through the archives to say exactly which broadcast that was, but if, you know, if you care to. But we talked about the seed principle and that in every seed that you plant, just like in planting a prayer or when you witness to someone, you have no idea what that seed is going to bear. It's going to reproduce itself, of course, because every seed reproduces itself. So if you sow good seed, you're going to reap a good reward. If you sow a negative seed, you're going to reap a negative reward. So that comes in the physical and the spiritual and the spiritual sense. But when we talk about the seed as monetary seed or the seed as we talk about our talents and so forth, that every seed has itself, reproduces itself, but it reproduces itself in, it multiplies itself. It's going to be a reproduction of itself times whatever. For instance, if you have one apple and I cut the apple, and I see several seeds in the apple, maybe I'm able to pick maybe 20-something seeds out of one red apple. I can say I have this apple, and the apple has 20 seeds, but I cannot look at those seeds, those 20 seeds, and say how many apples there are in each one of the seeds, how many apples will come from that seed, because it multiplies beyond itself, and it keeps multiplying. The one seed. So if we think about that with our giving, when we give to the church uses our giving, and it's multiplied. It's multiplied. When others give too, it's multiplied. And you see churches and ministries that have been in existence for years and years and years, for decades. And in the decades that they've been in existence, other seeds have been planted also, so you never know where the seed was planted to produce a Billy Graham, or where the seed was planted to produce a Mother Teresa, or where the seed was planted to produce a T.D. Jakes or Martin Luther King, or what's his name, Joseph Prince, or any of the people. You don't know where that seed began.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us to understand the seed principle when it comes to our giving, our monetary giving. It's important for us to understand the seed principle when we talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for us to understand the seed principle when we talk about our talents and giving at church and our time we give and the sharing of our treasures, that you don't know how far it'll go, that it may go way further than you. And I'm going to go back to my grandmother. My grandmother, when she was a little girl, they used to have to sit on the first bench. I think they call it the mourner's bench. And they were waiting. She was waiting to receive the Holy Spirit. And she said she was 8 years old and all her brothers and sisters had already been seen. And she just figured that she just wasn't going to get it and she'd just be a heathen for the rest of her life. And she said finally one day she felt that. Well, that was the seed that was planted for us. And I can go back further to her mother and her mother's mother and her father and father's father and so forth. But a seed was planted then so that when she witnessed to other people, when she gave to other people, when she moved on, that the seed will continuously and continuously multiply.
Mm-hmm.
When you give to your local church, a seed is continuously multiplied.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, we also look at, I guess I'll open up if there's anyone that would like to also share. Any comments, from any of you? We have a lot of 216 area codes. Anyone would like to share?
Anyone, if you press number 1 on your keypad, if you'd like to share or witness or add a word, we're here to listen and we'd like to share it with the others that are listening and those who will be listening. If you've missed some of our broadcasts or you'd like to listen to something from the past, if you go into the archives, there are several broadcasts that are stored there. We've been on the radio now for 6 months. We started in June of this year, of 2012, and here we are in 2013, still going strong and learning and enjoying more.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the earlier ones, we were kind of definitely what do you call them, neophytes, and not that we're experts now, but we're getting a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
We have a call from 216, and the first digit of the number is 4. Would you have something to add to our call? Area code 216, do you have anything to add? Area code 216, first digit 4.
I also want to, let you know that when you hit number 1, then your number comes up on our screen. And so, that kind of gives us a sign that maybe possibly you want to share. So, when Sister Suzanne is asking, about when you come on and giving your first digit, we try not to give all the numbers in your number. So she just gives number 4. And if you have something to say, you can go ahead and share that and what God has spoken to you.
Anyone have anything to say? Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
I just wanted to,
you?
I was listening and very much in agreement, as we move along, we're planting seeds, and we don't know which seeds are actually going to grow. It's not for us to know, but anyway, to continue to spread the gospel, and in that process, verbally and non-verbally, our actions, we're planting seeds, and those seeds will help others to grow as
Amen.
Becoming Christians.
Amen. Amen. And my brother, when you talk about that, in terms of, the giving part, there's a reward in giving in general in terms of giving to the poor and the needy. And it's, it states here in 2 Corinthians, every man according to his purpose in his heart, let him give not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth a cheerful giver. And you can hear something in the background. Someone's some water is moving something, everything comes, or is that static? Okay. When we start talking about in terms of God loves a cheerful giver, you know, that is said, you know, to be the reward of giving to the poor and the needy. And that means that, you know, who is liberal and will find others, you will find that when you're liberal to others, then liberal things begin to happen to us. You know, when there are circumstances of want. You know, a man, you know, or a person who is ready, you know, to give or to help the needy or the poor, if you're doing it grudgingly, it is stating here in this word that it's going to come back grudgingly, that someone is going to help you, you know, but it's going to be grudgingly. But when you put your heart into what you are doing, if you're giving from your heart, then God looks at our heart, and what we reap or what we receive is going to be abundance in terms of what we have given, if that makes any sense. You know, and here the word is saying that we are supposed to give cheerfully. Now, when you think about it in terms of why would we give cheerfully, because it does not belong to us. Nothing of this belongs to us. What we're doing, we're honoring God for whatever we do, even when we are helping others and giving our money, giving of ourselves, giving of our talents. You know, that all belongs to God. And when we're doing that, we are honoring God. And when we honor God, then that comes back to us.
Amen.
It comes back to us. That's why I said whatever we sow, we're going to reap.
Amen.
You know, and that's basically, you know, what, you know, that scripture is saying. You know, does anyone else have any comments that, you know, how God has blessed you in some kind of way of something that you have done in any kind of way of honoring God that you can, you know, testify or give a testimony of what God has done in your life?
Anyone? Any testimonies? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. You know, so you know, again, you know, when it's talking about in terms of what we sow it, you know, what we sow it, what we do, if we do it with, you know, a heart, you know, within our heart, you know, and with thanksgiving, you know, and God says, you know, that we will, you know, we will receive that in abundance.
Amen.
In abundance.
Amen.
You know, and that's basically what the giving part is all about in terms of how we give. You know, it's how we give. We give, God looks at our heart first when we give. You know, and you know, again, there are, you know, many things that come in, which is another, you know, another time in terms of we give doubtingly, you know, believing that what we give, are we going to receive it back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I giving, you know, it can get pretty intense, you know, but, you know, I just believe that what we do for God, you know, his word never comes back void.
Amen.
You know, whatever we do never comes back void.
Amen. May I read on a little further?
Sure.
Okay. This is still from 2 Corinthians 10, 9, verse 10. For God who gives seed to the farmer to plant, and later on good crops to harvest and eat, will give you more and more seed to plant and will make it grow so that you can give away more and more fruit
Amen.
From your harvest.
Hmm.
Yes, God will give you much so that you can give away much. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will break out into thanksgiving and praise to God for your help. So two good things happen as a result of your gift. Those in need are helped, and they overflow with thanks to God. Those you help will be glad not only because of your generous gift
mm-hmm.
to themselves and to others, but they will praise God for his proof that your deeds are as good as your doctrine.
Mm.
Amen. And they will pray for you with deep fervor and feeling because of the wonderful grace of God shown through you. Thank God for his son, his gift. Too wonderful for words.
Mm-hmm.
And that again was 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 through 15.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanksgiving to God. So the Lord uses us in his giving, as you said, Brother Josh.
Amen. You know, when you said that, you know, getting back, I was just thinking about in terms of, you know, with the sowing of the corn, you know, or the wheat in the field, that you can expect, you know, the type of harvest that you can expect is if you sow a handful of corn or wheat in the field, then you can expect a small harvest. And if you sow several large barrels of seeds, then you will reap an abundant harvest. In terms of the amount, you know, mm-hmm. I was just looking at some of my studies and just, you know, pulling that out in terms of, what we sow.
Mm-hmm.
What we sow. Amen. Amen. Again, we are New Beginnings Ministries. If you have a call-in number, 347-237-4054. Or if you would like to listen in by internet, you can type in Blog Talk Radio. And when you get that, go into the window and type in Begin Again. And that will directly connect you with us. We do thank you for being a part of this. For those of you that tuned in, Happy New Year again, the second day of the new year. And, you know, what a blessing just to be able to share a word of God, as we, just come together in unity and in spirit.
Amen.
You want to move on to, Luke 6:36?
Okay. Luke 6:36 reads in the Living Bible. On another Sabbath, he was in the synagogue.
I'm sorry, 6:38. I'm sorry.
Okay, 6:38. Luke 6:38. For if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, mm-hmm. pressed down, shaken together to make room for more and running over.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure what is given back to you.
Amen. Any comments on that scripture?
Amen. I hear this scripture a lot, and when people take the offering, but it's good for us to. I think the Living Bible and probably the Amplified also would give a more expanded understanding of what it means, mm-hmm. that the press down is the pressing down so I can put more in the basket.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Now, should that be our motivation to give? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you give.
Mm-hmm.
When you give. I say it a lot, and my pastor says, we're blessed to be a blessing, and sometimes I think maybe I said it, but because I say it so much, but I don't want to get credit for what he said and did a sermon on. But we are blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
There's four things actually that I pulled out of that, and I just wanted to share when we talk mm-hmm. about in terms of good measure. When we look at good measure, they should have good measure. Good measure, or another way of saying good measure, full
mm-hmm.
measure.
Oh.
Full measure.
That means everything you're supposed to get.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at press down,
mm-hmm.
When we think of press down, we think of figs or maybe even grapes, it might be. And,
mm-hmm.
and there are many more that might be put in, to that measure. So, we're taking everything and we are pressing it down so that we're able to put more
mm-hmm.
into it. Shaking together, it's when you shake everything up, when you shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you have like little cracks, a little hole, and when you begin to shake it up, it fills those gaps again so that there is more, so that we're able to get full measure. And running over, of course, we know that it's so full, that the measure, you would not even be able to, you wouldn't even be able to measure. It's an overflow. In
mm-hmm.
words,
mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at that in the terms of good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over,
mm-hmm.
so full that the measure of it that you have put in there is just overflowing. Praise God for that. We talked about it. Looked in here, it says, that this is said to be a reward of giving to the poor and needy.
Mm-hmm.
And the meaning is that a man or any person who is liberal will find others liberal to him
mm-hmm.
in dealing with them. And we need also, in circumstances of want, a man who himself is kind to the poor and who has the character established will find many. God will send many his way, ready to help him abundantly when he is in want.
Okay.
He that is, you know, his close will find that there are, you know, who does not help many will find that there are few or almost none that will aid him.
Okay.
And, you know, and you know, just coming out of my studies, looking at in terms of when we give from our heart, when we help others,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we help others, when we do things for others, it comes right back to us.
Amen.
It comes right back to us. You know, and I can attest to that myself. I have just, you know, God has just blessed me in so many ways, you know, where I have, you know, just fallen short, you know, and in the back of my mind, being human, in the back of my mind, I'm wondering, wow, how am I going to make it? How is this going to happen? I mean, how, you know, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden I find that I'm not really in need. God has supplied my needs. And, you know, and the only thing that when I look at in terms of my attitude, my character, you know, my heart of giving, you know, at that, all that comes back. All that comes back. You know, we reap what we sow, all of that comes back. And God just, you know, it's just a way of just blessing, you know, for what we have done, you know, in our lifetime, you know, in terms of blessing others, the needy, the poor, you know, just giving from our heart, you know, the whole nine yards. God blesses. He looks at that. He looks at our heart and when we do things, not grudgingly, but, you know, giving from your heart out of a concern for the needy,
mm-hmm.
a concern for the poor, a concern for those, you know, who need help, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's looking at our heart. He's looking
Amen.
At that. So I can attest to that, you know, that God has truly, truly blessed me, you know, in so many ways, just being able to bless, you know, when there was a time when I was in need or I thought I was in need, but
mm-hmm.
God made it so that it wasn't even like that. It was not even like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this you know, scripture is kind of dear to my heart, you know, simply because it's just how my life has been governed, you know, according to God.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else would like to comment? Anyone like to comment on this? Any of the 216 that, you know, that are listening in? And we do thank you for listening in. And if you're just listening, just tuned in, you know, we are talking about giving. And we are, you know, it's giving. You know, giving of ourselves, giving of our tithes, giving of our talent, giving of our time. Just giving, you know, what God has done to bless you. In that, and we just go into scripture and just, you know, saying what the Bible says in terms of giving and just pulling out different scriptures and talking about what the Lord is saying in reference to that. And we hope that you're being fed as we discuss these, you know, these whatever scriptures that we're going to, whatever scriptures that you know, the Lord is leading us to talk about. We just pray that, you know, you're blessed by it. Again, you know, please, you know, we invite you, you know, to participate and just share, you know, what, you know, God may be speaking to you or may have to share with you. We are blessed by that. You know, we are blessed by you. We just thank you for tuning in.
Proverbs 3:27 in the Living Bible says, "Don't withhold repayment of your debt. Don't say some other time if you can pay now." Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the King James Version, it says, "Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it." So repayment of monetary debts, or even when someone asks a favor of you, I think that we should make ourselves available in, you know, in many cases when someone asks something of you, and that goes back to time and talent again.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. Do not deny it. But when you do give readily, give cheerfully.
Amen.
And
there that goes again.
Amen.
Amen.
Impart it. Cheerfully. Anything which is good, either out of comfort, you know, out of good things, you know, that are present in life, you know, that is due, that is to all men by the great and sovereign law, and that is out of love. We do everything out of love. doing anything cheerfully, when we do anything from our heart, we're doing it out of love. Not because we're forced to.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we're forced to, but we're doing it out of love. Love one for another.
Amen.
Love one for another. Amen. Any comments? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And again, you know, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. Okay? But it is in the power of thine hand to do it. We have the power to be able to bless others. When God has blessed us, we have the power to bless others.
Amen.
And it doesn't make a difference what state they're in. We do have the power to do that. And out of Christian love, that's what we are. We have been governed to do, to love one another, you know, to be able to support one another.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our next scripture is Galatians 6:6. In the Living Bible that reads, those who are taught the word of God should help their teachers by paying them. Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. A man will always reap just the kind of crop that he sows. And if he sows to please his own wrong desires, he will be planting seeds of evil, and he will surely reap a harvest of spiritual decay and death. But if he plants the good things of the Spirit, he will reap the everlasting life which the Holy Spirit gives him. And let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up.
Hmm.
Amen. Amen. That was an important first line at first, Galatians 6:6, that we should pay those who teach us. In other words, that the preachers and teachers in the Word are evangelists and, preachers, teachers, evangelists, and apostles should be, and the prophets, I forget the prophets,
mm-hmm.
should be paid, are supposed to be paid. Sometimes people think that it's always voluntary, but those that are in full-time ministry should be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Sister Susan, I want to look at also, it says, be not deceived. You know, and when I see, you know, when I look at that word in terms of be not deceived, be not deceived, meaning be aware of false prophets, or false teachers. You know, those who are falsely using the word of God.
But I think right here, I kind of disagree with that now.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because if you, like when we take it into context, in the King James Version, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things, and be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So you can think that you're fooling God. Like people who may go up and put an empty envelope in the tithe box,
mm-hmm.
you know, they look good in front of man, possibly, because they're faking man out. But God knows the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So God's not going to be mocked. God knows the truth, and God knows your heart, and God knows what you're doing. He says, whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're faking, phony, or whether you're real,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever you sow, you're going to reap,
mm-hmm.
period. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just want to, I guess, more so to support, you know, where I was going with that. Maybe I just didn't say it correctly,
mm-hmm.
you know, because what it talks in 1 Corinthians 6:9, you know, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
but be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, idolaters, I'm sorry, nor adulterers, nor abuse of themselves with mankind. And that's where I was going with that in terms
mm-hmm.
of, you know, being not deceived.
Okay.
You know, being not deceived. you know, in terms of it, you know, that this is a regard to your character and your hopes for eternity. You know, this is a formula of introduction of some admonition that that is weighty and important. It implies that there is a danger that would be deceived in reference to the to their character. The character of man. The sources of the danger were the consumption of their own hearts. The difficulty of knowing their true character and the instruction of false teachers. And it's supported either. God is not mocked. He cannot be imposed. He cannot be mocked. He knows what the real character is, and he will judge us accordingly. The word rendered mocked. Mocked. God knows our heart. We're right back to the heart of man. You know, our heart. God knows our heart. He knows if our heart is cheerful. He knows if our heart is right. He knows if our heart is corrupt. Is corrupt. He knows that. And, you know, and here when I saw that in terms of, you know, what is our hope? Our hope is in eternity. Our hope is in eternity. You know, that, you know, after this life, that there is an eternity. There's a place that's not made with hands that we're going to go. And when we are hearing the word of God, God is looking at the person's heart. When they are speaking, teaching the word of God, looking at the heart, the purpose of what they're saying. Is it selfishness or is it out of love for what God is speaking to them? So when I said be not deceived, I was looking in terms of that, you know, knowing the word of God, you know, and it takes, you know, and I look back and says, you know, study the word to show thyself approved. A workman that need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. We can rightfully divide the word of truth, or we can twist it. We can twist it so that it's a selfish gain, you know, and those are the corrupt hearts, you know, because there are false teachers out there that are not of God. They are of the world. So when they are preaching or teaching the word, they have corrupt hearts in terms of, you know, what they're saying. So I just wanted to, you know, to kind of clear that, you know, clarify that.
Okay, I understand.
Amen. Any comments? Any comments from UIA 216s? Any comments? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are moving on. Where are we?
Malachi.
Is it Malachi?
Malachi, chapter 3. Verses 8 to 12 reads, will man rob God? Surely not. And yet you have robbed me. What do you mean? When did we ever rob you? You have robbed me of the tithes and offerings due to me. And so the awesome curse of God is cursing you, for your whole nation has been robbing me. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse, so that there will be food enough in my temple. If you do, I will open up the windows of heaven for you and pour out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it in. Try it. Let me prove it to you. Your crops will be large, and I will guard them from insects and plagues. Your grapes won't shrivel away before they have ripened, says the Lord Almighty. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land sparkling with happiness. These are the promises of the Lord Almighty.
Now, will a man rob? Will a man rob? Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now here that saith the Lord. I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Robbing God, you know, is not not sharing. I guess, you know, is there anyone that would like to comment on this? Anyone that's tuned in, would you like to share?
I know that when you say robbing God, it just, I think it just puts it in a different context. It's not like just withholding your tithes and your offering. Let's just say that I'm robbing God. That's a scary statement. You know, that puts a little bit more understanding of what it means to withhold. Area code 216 the first digit is 4. Did you have something to add? I see you're lighting up in our queue. Area code 216, hello.
Yeah, I'm just listening and very much in agreement. And, you know, our actions, God is fully aware of it. And what we do in private, you know, he's fully aware of, are we doing his will or are we not? And sometimes even when we pray, sometimes we're praying, you know, for the benefit of others as opposed to praying in sincerity. So we want to be very cognitive of are we doing God's will.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else like to comment in terms of, you know, what does it mean in terms of, you know, robbing God? Or even, you know, when it talks about in terms of, you know, how God will bless us, you know, to the point where there will not be room enough. Any comments? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. You know, I look at that in terms of being our first fruit, you know. And
mm-hmm.
when I say our first fruit in terms of the three things that I touched on before, our time, our talent, and our treasures. And our treasures.
Amen.
Do we, what God has given us, do we use it, you know, for the kingdom of God? Do we use it for the kingdom of God? When God has blessed us and given us, you know, that does he, do we, or should I say, do we use it for the ministry?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do we use it to bless others?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something just, you know, something to think about.
Amen.
Amen. Any comments? If you're listening again, if you want to comment, 347-237-4054.
Our next scripture is Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25. Proverbs 11, verses 24 and 25. Mm-hmm. And it reads in the Living Bible, "It is possible to give away and become richer.
Mm-hmm.
It is also possible to hold on too tightly and lose everything. Yes, the liberal man shall be rich. By watering others, he waters himself."
Hmm.
Amen.
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 By watering others, he waters himself. Hmm. I like that. I like that.
Amen.
Those things that we do for others. You know, we look back and think of, in terms of sowing a seed. You know, sowing a seed. Sowing a seed or planting a seed in someone that may not know God, or sowing a seed into someone, they may be going through some hard times or some troubles, you know, in their life. The needy, the poor, sowing a seed. And that when we sow that seed, I see this in terms of, we write back in terms of, you know, sowing and reaping. You know, we reap what we sow, you know, that what we put in is what we get out. So when we pour into others, then it's poured onto us. We receive that same measure. We receive that same measure. I you know a few that, you know, again, even as far as taking care of parents once they become of age and they cannot take care of themselves, and rather than selfishly, not being able to selfishly not being able to support them, you know, that we put into them, we pour into them a word, you know, we pour into them our love, we pour into them what they have poured into us, you know, and I just think, you know, all of that, you know, and then some comes right back to us, you know, that it comes right back to us. Kids, you know, that we come in contact with, those that are lost, or heading in the wrong direction and taking the time, you know, to sow a seed into them, you know, and giving them some right directions, you know, and what thus says the Lord. Not what we did, how we got out of it, but what the Lord says, you know, pouring into others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like, again, we're right back into planting, you know, planting seeds in others' lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we decrease and God does the increase. Amen. So that's the beauty of it all. Isn't it beautiful that when God has given us another year to be able to pour into others in the year 2013, to be able to pour into others. There are many who are out there who are hurting. There are many who are out there who are in need. There are many who are out there, I mean, even in nursing homes. I mean, there are many out there that are in need. And God has given us another year of health and strength to be able to go out and help to build the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the beauty of it all. You know, it's not that we just came into another year, but it's what we're going to do with this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we going to, what type of seeds are we going to plant this year that we did not plant last year?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do, as I hear from someone, different than we did this year than we did, what are we doing different than from last year than this year?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of our ministry,
mm-hmm.
you know, our
mm-hmm.
purpose for God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we going to do? You know, we all have a purpose in life. We all have a purpose. God loves us, you know, so much that he gave his only begotten son just so that we could have what we have today. You know, he gave it all. He gave it all. And now he's looking at us. Are we ready to give it all to him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a question. That's a question. Any comments? Any comments from the listeners? Yeah, praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. This has it's been a wonderful time just to be able to share with, you know, with the Lord. I think we have one more scripture.
Yes, we do. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 in the Living Bible says, "You know how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus Christ was. Though he was so very rich, yet to help you, he became so very poor, so that by being poor, he could make you rich."
Mm.
So that when we give, we bless. When we give, we bless.
Mm. Yeah.
We're blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ was blessed. And he blessed us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just think, you know, and the part that hits me, you know, that Suzanne is, you know, when it talks about in terms of what he gave up just for us. What he gave up, so, you know, just for us. Anyone have any comments?
Anyone have any comments? 216 area code, first digit 4, first digit 3. Do you have anything to add?
I just want to thank you for allowing me to listen to your teachings today, and I'm in agreement with everything you said as far as giving. As long as we give from the heart, God will continue to bless us and multiply whatever we give away, as long
Amen.
As you're releasing it from the heart. If we
Amen.
Give it and hold on to it, it will
Amen.
Never return to you. And
Hallelujah.
I say this because today I noticed an individual standing in front of a drugstore that I went into. He didn't look as if he needed any help, but he was asking for loose change. And I said, no, entering the drugstore. And I said, no, coming out of the drugstore. But then the Holy Spirit started to convict me when I got in the car, because it's not up to me to judge him because of his appearance. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I did. Did not look mm-hmm. like he needed any money, and it was not for me to judge whether he needed it or not. I was supposed to release it to him, and what
mm-hmm.
he did with it was his business. I was supposed to give it to him from the heart, but I did not. And like I said, the Holy Spirit convicted me. But
Amen.
I call it to say that I've enjoyed your conversation tonight, and I'm in agreement with you that the Lord is continually blessing each and every one of us. And he
Amen.
Will do so as long as we give from the heart not try to judge an individual when we are giving. Just give it, mm-hmm. release it, and thank the good Lord that you have it to release.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much for your comments. Hallelujah. I appreciate everything that you said and shared with us. Thank you.
You know, my sister, that's a testimony that we all go through. You know, we run into situations where, you know, we come and we begin to start to doubt, you know, to ask, or we begin to start to judge, or we question, you know, the reason, you know, behind their motives. And, you know, that is exactly right. You know, when we give, you know, from our heart, you know, what they do with it, we don't determine that. We cannot determine it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about in terms of we have to watch who we entertain.
Right.
You know, I think when we get ready to get going to heaven and God says, you know, do you remember when you were in that drug store?
Right.
And
right.
You walked out and I asked you for a dollar, just $1.
Right.
And
right.
you walked by, you know, and you did not want to give, or you gave grudgingly. That was me.
Right. Amen.
That was me.
Amen. Amen. Do we have any more comments? 216 first digit 4. Any more comments?
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This was good work this evening. Very good work.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us just to come together just to fellowship. And just to be able to share a word of God, because God has given us all different experiences in life, you know, and we bless others by sharing it, because sometimes people are out there and they feel that they're all alone. They're going through it all alone. And through the fellowship, that just opens it up and let others know you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not alone. You know, somebody give a testimony and it's almost like, I went through that same thing.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It just lets
others know,
yeah.
You know, that we're not in this alone.
Yeah.
You know, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
As we begin to prepare to close in prayer, and if you have any prayer requests, you can always send them to us over the computer with Blog Talk. There's a comment section, or you can send your prayer request to our Facebook page, and that's New Beginnings Ministries. On the Facebook page, or you can send them to us on our website at New Beginnings Ministries also.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to close.
Address for New Beginnings?
www.nbmi.webs. That's our address. Okay, so we're going to close in prayer, and today, rather than closing with the song Begin Again, which is our theme song, originally done by Larnell Harris, we're going to listen to He Is Able by Dietrich Hatton.
Praise the Lord.
So if we could pray, do you want to pray? Do you want me to pray?
Well, you can, and you know, just remember, you know, that we love you, and God loves you.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer and time of study this evening, studying your word. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that has listened, every household, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for all those who will be listening, dear Lord, in our archives, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for even the extensions of all of these homes, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you would just bless them and keep them. That you would order their steps, Father God, that this evening and their sleep would be sweet, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, that good seed has been planted, dear Lord. That good seed has been planted through this ministry, Father God, and through this broadcast this evening, dear Lord. And that there'll be an abundant harvest from the seed that has been planted, dear Lord. We ask you, Lord, for prayer for our leadership and government, Father God, our U.S. government, dear Lord, along with our local governments, Father God, that you would just bless and influence our leaders, that the Holy Spirit would get a hold of them, Father God, and guide them, that they would be sensitive to the needs of the people, dear Lord.
Yes.
Also for the leadership in our local churches, Father God, we ask you, Lord, and in our businesses, dear Lord, that you would bless them as well, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for healing, Father God, for all those that are asking for healing, Lord, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, Father God, and even financial, Father God.
Yes, ma'am.
That you will bless us with healing, dear Lord, that all things will come together for those that love you, dear Lord.
Jesus.
We ask for a special prayer, Father God, for Brother Norman, for Sisters Anita and Annetta,
yes.
For that you would just heal them, Father God, completely, dear Lord.
Yes, sir.
That you would bless their comings and goings, Father God, even bless their dreams, Father God,
yes.
To people around them, dear Lord, who would just minister to them, Father God, and just knit their bodies together, Father God, just heal their bodies, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, for healing for our children and our children's children and blessings for our children.
Yes.
And our children's children, Father God, that you would just bless them abundantly, Father God. Bless this ministry, please, dear Lord, that all of the needs of the ministry would be met, dear Lord, that we would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and in your guiding us as in making decisions and where you would take the ministry, Father God.
Yes.
We praise you. We thank you. We look forward to good praise reports, Father God, from all of our listeners, dear
yes.
Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to just bless them. Bless them abundantly. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, we just thank you. We thank you.
That God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
All you could ask for can according to the power that worketh in you. God is able to do just what he said. Upon God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.